Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
I am the eye in the sky, looking at you. I can read your mind. I am the maker of rules, dealing with fools. I can cheat you blind. And I don't need to see anymore to know that I can read your mind.
Epilogue, Counter Deception. Be frustrated, all ye stratagems of hell and devilish machinations come to naught. Milton, Paradise Regained. Best principles and considerations in matters of deceit. 1. Those who expect to be cheated can be. 2. Those who do not expect to be cheated will be. 3. Those who cannot be cheated are not worth cheating. 4. There is no free lunch. 5. A word to the wise is seldom sufficient. 6. It is not who wins or loses, but the name of the game that matters. 7. Truth is the best lie. 8. There never has been a free lunch. Cheating and Deception. J. Bell, Barton Whaley. I'm your host, Gregory Carpenter, and you're listening to Reverse Deception Radio here on the Veritas Radio Network Crusade Channel. Welcome to Reverse Deception Radio. This starts off a very special broadcast. This is going to be part one of a two-part series on something that's left the American people's mind a long time ago, but still remains near and dear to my heart. It's regarding TWA Flight 800 that blew up in the air off the southern coast of Long Island on July 17, 1996. There's a lot of speculation, a lot of questions, many inquiries, a lot of inconsistent responses, and overall confusion. So we're going to go back and we're going to start from the beginning, and we're going to talk about this in a very logical manner. We are going to talk about data. We are going to talk about the specifics of data. You don't have to be a radar expert in order to understand what we're going to talk about on the show. But we will talk about radar data, and you will understand what's included and what's not included. And you'll understand why it's significant and what else you need to make the data more accurate. Having said that, let's go back to that fateful day, July 17, 1996. Ted Koppel, ABC News.
At about 8:40 this evening, Eastern Time, TWA Flight 800, a 747 jumbo jet bound from John F. Kennedy Airport in New York for Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris, exploded in midair over the waters off Long Island. There were 249 passengers on board and a crew of 32, 281 people altogether. And the Coast Guard, at this hour at least, is reporting no survivors. A Navy P-3 rescue plane is flying over the crash site and has been dropping life rafts into the water. The Coast Guard has three of its cutters at the crash site and six helicopters flying overhead. Eyewitnesses report seeing explosions in the air. One witness described the scene as a big fireball with pieces coming off it. TWA's Flight 800 had left JFK Airport in New York just minutes before and was reportedly still climbing to altitude when the explosion occurred. The 747, again, was bound for Paris. That is what we can report with certainty. The Coast Guard has already recovered a number of bodies. As you can imagine, the Coast Guard is so engaged in the rescue effort that there are no accurate numbers available. But already, the fact that no survivors have been found and that the plane exploded thousands of feet in the air makes the possibility of survivors remote. It is at this point, and we want to be careful about clearly spelling out what is known and what is speculated, it is at this point that we begin to enter the realm of speculation. An FAA source has told ABC News late this evening that there was no distress call from TWA's Flight 800. Under those circumstances, said our source, there are only two things that could have caused the plane to explode in midair. An explosive device, that is, a bomb, or collision with another aircraft. There are, however, no reports yet of another aircraft being involved. In the event that a bomb was involved, the FBI will immediately take over control of the investigation. The rescue operation, of course, is already underway. Coast Guard and Navy vessels and aircraft are at and over the scene. Once again, TWA Flight 800, bound from New York's JFK Airport to Paris, exploded off the coast of Long Island at 8:40 this evening with 281 on board. There are no reports of survivors. The Coast Guard is running the operation from its headquarters in Boston.
Now, there's a couple things that he said straight up that I'd like to point out as rather important, and they're very interesting, as a matter of fact. He mentioned that there was a Navy P-3 Orion already on the scene. All right, time for you military historians to pick up Wikipedia and take a look and see, what does a P-3 Orion do? Well, P-3 Orion is a reconnaissance plane. They've been used for probably 50 years, if memory serves me right. And he said that they were dropping, what? They were dropping life rafts, weren't they? Well, there's no room for life rafts on a P-3 Orion. Thought I'd point that out very quickly. But the other very, very interesting job or function of a P-3 Orion, and I quote, they were developed during the Cold War. The P-3's primary mission was to track Soviet Navy ballistic missiles and fast attack submarines, and to eliminate them in the event of a full-scale war.